और समाज के
ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमः ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। श्रील प्रभुपाद ऑफन यूज्ड टू कोट योर फेमस वर्स ऑफ चाणक्य, एकश्चंद्र तमोहंति नचतारा सहस्रशः। इट इज बेटर टू हैव वन मून instead of having a million stars. And Srila Prabhupada was himself such a moon who brought wisdom to the people of the East and the West. And Srila Prabhupada produced not one moon but many, many moons who are assembled here in the midst of all of us. And by the presence of his glorious dedicated disciples, this august assembly has become greatly blessed. I would like to invite them to come to the dais and kindly occupy their seats. His Holiness Gopalakrishna Goswami Maharaj, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, the governing body commissioners of Pune, His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Lokanath Swami Maharaj, His Grace Bhima Prabhu, His Grace Devaki Nandan Prabhu, His Grace Mahamuni Prabhu, in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, there is a very famous verse glorifying Maharaj Yudhishthir. Kamam bavarsha parjanya sarva kama dugamahi shishichusma prajangavah payaso udasvatir muda. This verse says that in the reign of Yudhishthir Maharaj, everything was prosperous. The ocean was full of minerals and navaratnas. There were also periodical rains. And there were also gold and silver and all kinds of wealth. And the cow's udder was full of milk. There was no scarcity. So there was real prosperity. The reason was that Maharaj Yudhishthir knew how to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. On the other hand, we find when Hiranyakashipu was ruling how the Brahminical culture was destroyed. All these great personalities, disciples of Srila Prabhupada, are the board of Brahmanas in the modern times who are upholding the pure principles of religion within our society and propagating it worldwide for the benefit of one and all. So I would like to very briefly introduce them, after which I would request them to speak about 5 minutes each and offer their kind blessings to this project. I also would like to warmly welcome so many dignitaries sitting here. I'll probably commit the offense of missing out some of the names. We have Brajahari Prabhu, we have Srinaji Prabhu, we have Mahaprabhu Prabhu, we have Krishnachandra Prabhu, Dwarakadesh Prabhu, we have Bhagavan Prabhu, we have T.K. Chaudhary Prabhu, we have Ekliver Prabhu, we have Jagajivan Prabhu, Radha Gopinath Prabhu, Sanat Kumar Prabhu, we have Adikesha Prabhu, as many as I could see, and there are many more well-wishers and life members and dignitaries sitting here. Please kindly forgive me for not being able to count all the names. There is a big constellation of brilliant, millions of bright faces here. I would like to offer my respects to all of you and extend my warm invitation to all of you in this occasion. We have His Holiness Gopalakrishna Goswami Maharaj. Once Gopalakrishna Goswami Maharaj, when he was in Bombay, Sriman Malhotra ji, who had met Srila Prabhupada earlier in Pune when Prabhupada visited Pune and took him to Mahabaleshwar and discussed about having a temple in Pune. So Mr. Malhotra once took one Mr. Banerjee to Juhu Temple, Bombay, and met His Holiness Gopalakrishna Goswami Maharaj. At that time, Mr. Banerjee was considering of handing over his property at Tarapur Road in the same lane where our current temple is present. He was planning to hand it over to some organization. In fact, he had handed over the organization, he had handed over the house to 3 or 4 different organizations and taken it back also, because they were not utilizing the property in a proper way. So that was the first time Banerjee met Gopaksha Maharaj, and Gopaksha Maharaj started cultivating him. After some years, Maharaj once told us that we should go to his house regularly because he has got a Balaji deity at home and we should help him worship the deity. So we used to visit his house. In the center of his house, there was a huge, tall Balaji deity. And we used to go for offering flower garland and offering some puja to the deity regularly and offer bhoga and give him prasad. So over a period of time, Banerjee became very pleased and he decided to hand over the property to ISKCON. And one day he came to Gopaksha Maharaj and offered his obeisances and handed over the papers. And he was very old. His whole body was shivering. Then he said, "My only desire is to see that this Balaji deity is nicely worshipped. And I am a man with no issues, and I don't have my wife, I am a single man. So please kindly take care of this deity." So after that, in 2 or 3 years, he passed away. So we sold the house and we sold it for about 1.5 crores. And that was a seed by which we could consider procuring this land. Actually, this land was 1.7 crores when we bought it. And we had about 1.5 crores in hand. And we looked for our savings in the bank. It was exactly 20 lakhs. So we emptied our bank account and 1.7 crores we paid off and bought this land. So I would like to very much heartily thank His Holiness Gopalakrishna Goswami Maharaj as well as Sriman Bari Malhotra for being instrumental in this aspect of going for a new temple. At one time we were just preaching to the children and the youth in the colleges, and we never thought of going for a new temple at all because it would involve a lot of money and labor and management and everything. But now we are forced to go for a new temple because the current temple is flooded and there is no place for conducting the program or offering a nice place for serving prasad for the devotees, visiting devotees. So Gopakrishna Goswami Maharaj studied at McGill University, Montreal, Canada. And in 1968, he met Srila Prabhupada. And he was Prabhupada's personal secretary in 1975. And he is a governing body commissioner of ISKCON India. And Prabhupada especially entrusted him for distributing his books by being a BBT trustee. And Gopaksha Maharaj also is the inspiration behind the Glory of India project at Delhi, which has got very beautiful Vedic museum, theater, multimedia, visual display and everything. So he comes to Pune almost 4 to 5 times a year and has been taking a lot of interest in helping us developing this current project. I'm very thankful to Gopaksha Goswami Maharaj. So we'd like to welcome him in this occasion by loudly chanting Hari Bol. Hari Bol. We also have His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. Radhanath Swami Maharaj was born in Chicago. He left his home at an early age of 19 in search of God, and he traveled through Europe, Middle East and other countries. And ultimately, his long journey brought him to the Holy Land of India, where he stayed in the Himalayas. And he later traveled in other parts of India. He practiced to different religions and different cultures, and he was searching God. At last he came to Vrindavan. In 1971, he met His Divine Grace, S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, at the Cross Maidan festival. And later he accepted the shelter of Prabhupada. And he was serving in New Vrindavan, West Virginia. There he was involved in college preaching. Later, in 1986, when he came to Bombay at the Chowpatty, Grant Road, He was the inspiration behind the famous Chowpatty temple, as we call it. It is Sri Sri Radha Gopinath temple. And in the last two decades, the temple grew in leaps and bounds. And the congregation that he has developed there, the community he has built up there, is a very great example for all the temples worldwide. In fact, a temple is made not of bricks, but of hearts, all tied together. Because when there is no community of devotees who can come together and glorify Krishna, keeping him in the center, we cannot build a temple. Otherwise, the temple will be just hollow and empty. So, by the great inspiration of His Holiness Rana Swami Maharaj and Gopalakrishna Maharaj, we have been preaching in Pune and trying to establish a similar community of congregation and youth and children. So we would like to welcome His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj also by loudly chanting Hari Bol. We also have with us His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj. He joined ISKCON in 1969. He is also from Chicago. And 1970 he was sent to India. And 1972, he was appointed as the temple president of Juhu temple. I have heard from devotees in Juhu in one of his Vyas Puja days that he is considered the backbone of Juhu temple, or he is considered like one of the pillars of the Juhu temple who established it and grew it. And he has been a GBC in Pakistan, Spain, Sri Lanka, and Southern California. And in 1971, Srila Prabhupada instructed him to write books. Now Giriraj Swami Maharaj writes books and he's also preaching. And Giriraj Swami Maharaj also has come to Pune. I remember way back in 93 or so, when His Holiness Gopalakrishna Goswami Maharaj had requested Radhana Swami to arrange a team of devotees to run the temple in Pune. At that time, Giriraj Swami Maharaj also had come. I happened to be in the meeting there, and I was very fortunate to be a recipient of his mercy and his sweet lectures that he gives in Vrindavan, Mayapur, along with Radhana Swami. Many of us have that experience. And now for many years, Maharaj was abroad, and now he is here with us in this occasion. It was a pleasant shock for me to know that Giriraj Swami will be joining us in this occasion. After a long time, after many long years, we are having him here in Pune, in Bombay and Pune. We would like to welcome Giriraj Swami Maharaj also. Hello, Chandra. Haribo! 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 We also have His Holiness Lokanath Swami Maharaj. So Lokanath Swami Maharaj met Srila Prabhupada in 1972. He also met Srila Prabhupada in the Grass Maidan festival. Because I heard from Giriraj Swami in Mayapur, he was saying that two great souls met Srila Prabhupada in the Grass Maidan festival. And everyone was waiting with bated breath to know who are they. And he was telling Radhanath Swami and Lokanath Swami. They were in the same pandal. So So Srila Prabhupada ordered him to be in charge of the Padayatra worldwide. So he is the ISKCON's global Padayatra minister, and he served as the temple president of ISKCON New Delhi from 1978 through mid-1980s. And you know, Lokanath Swami Maharaj is very famous for his melodious transcendental kirtans. And he also developed Rajamandal Parikrama and Navdi Mandal Parikrama in the year 1987 and 89. Since then, it has been going on for last so many years, every year. And he is the minister for Prabhupada Centennial. And also he is the chief organizer for the National Youth Festival held in Pune. So in 2004, when the National Youth Festival was held, Lokanath Swami was practically staying in Pune and inspiring all of us with a big team of devotees. And we had about 5,000 youths from all over the country coming to Pune. And we had more than 15 to 20 Prabhupada disciples who came for the occasion. So Lokanath Swami has a very great preaching spirit. And he also comes to Pune 4 to 5 times a year, and he gives us a lot of inspiration through his lectures, kirtans and personal association. And he has written many books like Festivals, Kumbha and Sukhi Jivana Chamarg and many other books. we would like to welcome His Holiness Lokanath Swami Maharaj. Haribo! We also have His Grace Bhima Prabhu. Bhima Prabhu was working in Army Reserves for 4.5 years. And then he did his degree in Sociology. And he joined ISKCON at the age of 22 in the year 1973. So he took initiation from Prabhupada in the year 1974. And he was distributing books till 1977. And 1980 he came to Mumbai. And since then he has been serving as temple president at ISKCON Juhu. And he is also serving as a BBT manager, international BBT trustee, and zonal secretary for ISKCON Juhu and ISKCON Mira Road. Actually, I was very fortunate to have a very loving personal association of Bhima Prabhu many times at Juhu, and I have invited him to Pune. He has taken a lot of interest in this particular project. He had come here earlier once to Pune to see the temple land here, and he also delivered a Sunday feast lecture. And many times I get phone calls from him, where sometimes he talks to me half an hour, 45 minutes about this project. So I am very thankful to Bhima Prabhu for showing such a personal interest. Because we people in Pune are like toddlers. We are not aware of many things. And we get a lot of inner strength by getting such inspiration and guidance from Prabhupada's disciples. And especially Bhima Prabhu, I would like to thank him. And we also would like to welcome Bhima Prabhu. Hari Bol! We also have His Grace Devakinandan Prabhu with us. Devakinandan Prabhu he was initiated by Srila Prabhupada in 1977, and he assisted the temple president, His Holiness Akshananda Swami, in book distribution. And he, in 79, he came to Mayapur and took second initiation from Jayapadaka Swami Maharaj. And he went on his tour to South India for book distribution. He came to Bombay in 1979, August. And he has been serving in various roles like Bhakta Director, Temple Commander, General Manager, Vice President, Temple President, Project Director for the project Heaven on Earth, recent project in Juhu. And he has been a Temple President of Vrindavan for 3 years, between 2003 and 2006. He has been serving as one of the Zonal Secretary for UP, Rajasthan, Juhu, Mumbai, Vrindavan, and he's also ISKCON Bureau Member, Director and Trustee of Midday Meal Trust, and he's a Minister of Fundraising. And he's also a speaker in Star Plus Atma Serial also. And again, like I was telling about Bhima Prabhu, Devakinandan Prabhu has been very kind and merciful to us. And several times, I have met him in Juhu long ago, but in the recent times, he has called many times, he has been to Pune. He has given seminars on fundraising, and he has been instrumental in organizing the advisory board and giving us a lot of encouragement and support in fundraising. And he has been giving many Sunday classes also whenever he comes here. And he has become a very thick friend of all of our devotees at Pune. So we would like to thank His Grace Devakinandan Prabhu also. And let's welcome him to Pune. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! We also have with us His Grace Mahamuni Prabhu. He got introduced to ISKCON in 1971 and initiated by Prabhupada in 1972. He was a bus leader of Radha Damodar Bus Party, and he had been the temple president of New Orleans Temple, St. Louis and Washington D.C. In short, he is a Sankirtan man. So I happened to be at Chaupari Temple one of the days some weeks ago, and he was speaking on book distribution with such a great spirit and with great realization. And he was telling about how Chandramouli Swami Maharaj and Devamrita Swami Maharaj, how they came to Krishna consciousness through book distribution. So we would like to welcome His Grace Mahamuni Prabhu also. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. We have His Grace Abhinandan Prabhu. He got introduced to ISKCON through a television show, opening of Seattle Temple. In 1973, he was initiated by Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada ordered him to go to India. He started the Bhaktivedanta Bhukta's library party in 1974. He has a world record of 350 life members in a month. In 1979, he became the temple president of Ahmedabad Temple, ISKCON Temple at Ahmedabad. So I have met Abhinandan Prabhu in Vrindavan. I think it is Krishna's arrangement that he has brought so many of the disciples of Prabhupada together at one time, because yesterday Abhinandan Prabhu called me and said, I wanted to meet Giriraj Swami actually. I had no plan to come to Pune. Because Giriraj Swami is in Pune, I am also coming to Pune. So that way Krishna has brought all these great personalities together here to bless us. And we would like to welcome Abhinandan Prabhu to Pune also. Hari Bol. So we would like to invite His Holiness Gopalakrishna Maharaj to begin the speech, and we would like to hear from all of them, as you all